So last week we talked about Aziva and Rabbeinu Yonah's Mahalach, that people are choite, but they're mikre, which is pashtus as. Then the Ika Aziva is to be moisif in Yiras Hashem, to be moisif in learning Musa, hearing Musa, working on yourself. That's Ika Aziva. Because we were saying that the Maisa, they're trying to leave now. What are you going to change now? You're not doing the Aveira right now. So what's the Aziva? The Aziva is to change the matzah which brought us to that, or enabled us to do the Aveira, and that was we didn't have enough Yerushalayim to be Koivesh the Yetzer. So, and that's why yesterday we did the Aveira. So what's the Aziva? The Aveira is finished. What's the Aziva? The Aziva is to try and improve my Yerushalayim, so next time I won't be nirshal with this Yetzer. So that's the Shita Rabbeinu Yoino. The Rambam, however, is more mashma that Aziva is not just stopping doing the Aveira, but also to be Mekabela Kabbalah, not to do it again. The Rambam says in the Rambam Mado. Ketzad misvade in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph is Ketzad misvade. Oime ono Hashem chotosi ovisi poshati lefonecha vosisi kach vekach. And the Rambam learns that vidui is not just saying chotosi. It carries on. It's got a whole hemshet here. Nitz Hashem. A couple of weeks time, we'll talk more about vidui, and then we'll understand why the Rambam learnt like this. Bahare, he says, you have to say to Hashem, Bahare nichamti, I mischaret, uboishti b'maisai, I misbayesh of what I did, ula oilam eini choyze l'dobose. And to be mekabel, I'm never going to go back to this avera. Zehu ikra shel vidui. That's the ikra of vidui. So you see, the Rambam is the aziva is beetsim the kabbalah. They're never going to be choise lechetze. So the shayla. So some people say there are four yesodos in tshuva. Some people say there are three. The Rabbeinu Yonah says there's three. Aziva, Charata, and Vidui. The Rambam says that mashma there are three. The Chovis Avovin says there's Aziva, Kabbalah, Charata, and Vidui. So is Kabbalah a separate yesod from Aziva, or it's Nichlal in Aziva? The way Rabbeinu Yonah told us last week that. In the Aziva is to increase the Yira Shamayim, so I won't come to do the Avera again. So that is the Kabbalah. That's to stop myself doing the Avera again through the Aziva. It's Hainuach. The Rambam over here is also Mashma, it's Hainuach. That I'm Mispayish. And the Oilom Eini Choyze, the Chetzen. So that's Be'etz in the Aziva. But the Rambam certainly seems to say that you need a specific mekabel eini choizer lechetze. No, and according to the Rambam, because it's not enough if you're just going to be mekabel to learn sifrei yir or sifrei musa. So that eventually, you have to specify eini choizer lechetze le'olam. So, what are we going to do about this? So, before come back to this. There's a very important yesod which you need to know. And it's a yesod in all avodas Hashem. And that is, it sounds a very simple thing, but when you start thinking about it, it's a very big chiddush. The yesod is mitzvahs take time. Even though we always realize, mitzvahs take time. You need, it takes up time to do a mitzvah. So some mitzvahs don't take very long, some mitzvahs take longer. And the person has to know that when I'm going to do a mitzvah, you need to set aside the time to do the mitzvah. So for example, let's take an extreme example. A guy wakes up in the morning, he has to be at work at 9 o'clock in the morning. And it takes him half an hour to travel to work. So what time does he plan to get up? If he plans to get up, let's say 8:15, and it takes him 15 minutes to wash and get dressed, to brush his teeth and everything, and he decides he's going to have breakfast on the train, so, okay, he's going to get up 8:15, and he'll be at work by 9. But if he's a yid and he needs to daven, so you have to plug in extra time to daven. Now, how long does it take you to daven? Okay, that's a very open-ended question, right? But let's say he's going to daven Shtarka Shachris. Shtarka Shachris takes Berech an hour. So let's say I need to get up at 7:15 so I can daven my good Shachris. Which minion is he going to? Is he going to the 7:30 minion, finishes at 8:30, then he can get the train and go to work. Obviously, the shul has to be right next to the train station. Right? Otherwise, if it takes him 5 minutes from the shul to the thing, then he has to go 5 minutes earlier, or find a different minion, whatever. Right? You've got to make cheshbon at the time. Now, the guy decides, okay, I'm going to the 7:30 minion. What? And he's downing a shtark as it. Let's say the yeshiva, our shachris. What's the cheshbonus? I know for some of you might sound unbelievably long, but what the mesora of yeshivas, our davening is not that long at all. The mesora in yeshivas is that Psuki de Zimra is 15 minutes. The Psuki de Zimra starts at Mizmor Shir. Psuki de Zimra doesn't start at Birchus HaShachar. You need to say Birchus HaShachar. You need to say Birchus HaTorah. You need to say Korbanos. So here in Yeshiva, we give you 10 minutes for that. 7:15 is Birchus HaShachar, and then 7:25 is Mizmor Shir. 7:40 is Baruch. So a person decides, okay, I'm going to say brachas, I'm going to say korbanos, I'm going to say psukim de zimra. So shachris starts at 7:15. Wait, 1 second. You need to put on your tefillin. Does it take time to put on tefillin? It does. How long? 2 minutes, 1 minute. If you want to put on tefillin properly, Mitzvah in the winter, we'll talk about it, Vad on tefillin, what it's all about. So there's a tefillah to say beforehand. It also takes a berach a minute. So if you're going to do that, it takes you berach 2.5 minutes to put on tefillin. So if you come at 7:15, you're already late. You need to come at 7:12, so you've got time to put on your tefillin. Lalamaisa, the Birchus HaShachar, we're assuming, starts from Birchus HaShachar. It does not include Asher Yotzar. It doesn't include the Lekai Neshama. It doesn't include Birchus HaTorah. That also takes time. That takes about 5 minutes. So you want to come, you want to start Birchus HaShachar at 7:15. So way you have to count from Asher Nosan, as you start 7:15, you have to make a cheshbon. I have to come 7:10, so that I can put on my tefillin and I can say the brachas before Birkas HaShachar. Now the emes is that if you're coming at 7:15, then the chazas is Birkas HaShachar, and you're going to answer Omri and Baruch Hu Baruch Shemayim. So you're not going to be saying Birkas HaShachar then. Takes him 2 minutes, let's say, to say the Birkas HaShachar. So now, if you're actually going to take 10 minutes to say Birkas HaShachar, Kabbalah Solmach HaShemayim, and Korbanos, which Agav is all up the Aloha, you have to say every day, no heter to miss out all that. If you didn't manage to say before, don't say it after. But we'll leave that on the side. But if it's going to take you 10 minutes, if it takes you 8 minutes, fine, it's good. You can start Birkas HaShachar after the chasm. But if it takes you 10 minutes, so you have to make a chen, you have to realize, you have to come even another 2 minutes before so that you've got that time to say, answer Amen to the shards. Mitzvahs take time. But you want to get dalad mini. So here in Yeshiva, they have a system that one of the rabbeim bring you order and they bring it to you. So it doesn't take very long to get your dalad mini and to be mekayim the mitzvah dalad mini. So be mekayim the very basic mitzvah dalad mini takes a minute. How long does it take to take out your lulav, take out your esrog, make the bracha? And we pick it up before we make the bracha. How are you going to do it? The machlokas, how are you going to make sure it's over now? See your son. Okay, how long does it take? That takes 3 minutes, 4 minutes? It takes time. Mitzvahs take time. Tshuva takes time. And if you don't set aside time to do tshuva, it's not shaykh to do it. You won't do any tshuva. What do I mean? What time do you need? You're going to say, look, I'm going to go to shul on Yom Kippur, and I'm going to daven everything he says in the machzor. And the machzor, we'll see, spells out all the yisoides of tshuva. It's all there in the nusach ha-tefillah. So I don't need to set any more time. I'm going to be in the davening and shul on Yom Kippur. So mimela, I'm going to do tshuva. Why do I have to set time? I'm going to ask you, what are you going to do tshuva for? Everything. Really? You're going to do tshuva for everything? How? Haray, tshuva is the aziva, and according to the Rambam, Kabbalah Lasik. Where are you making, what Kabbalah are you making? On what are you making Kabbalah? Part of tshuva from the Ikarim tshuva is charata. Do you feel bad for your avers? We're going to talk about charata, but do you feel bad for your? Do you feel any charata for your avers? And you know, tell me, yeah, I feel charata. For which avera do you feel charata? Everything. That's ridiculous. Everything. So what are you best is suicidal? So I'm mischarit that I live, and everything I do was no good. I never did anything. Well, what do you mean? You have to make a cheshbon. Which averes are we talking about? In the standard nusach avidui, it doesn't. The pashtas, it depends. There are one or two of them which people say are specific. Most people say not specific, but let's say no shamnu. They're klolistika things. It's gazalnu. Maybe gazalnu means kipshuta. Okay, so if you hold the gazalnu means kipshuta, so I'm going to ask you a question. When were you last goizel? What were you goizel? And when were you goizel? And have you been machzir the gzela? So what do you say, gazalnu? It's also to be misvade if you never did the Aveira. That's ridiculous. What does Dibarnu Doifi mean? So maybe it means Lashon Hara. Maybe, okay. Let's say, you mean it's specific. Alam Mefarshim Mitz Hashem on Motzi Shabbos Shuva, we'll try and go through the Vidui and try and understand the Lashon of the Vidui. We'll see that they're really Klolistic terms, but there are some people saying, no, it's specific. Tivaran Dovi is Lashon Hara. So which Lashon Hara you mischarit? When did you say the Lashon Hara? And what are you mischarit about? So you need, in order to tshuva, you have to set aside a certain amount of time to make a cheshva nefesh. What have I done wrong? On what am I doing tshuva? Rabbeinu Yonah in Shar Gimel of Shari Tshuva goes through all the mitzvahs and averus, and he does that because that is the time for, that is the opportunity for a person to make a cheshva nefesh and think to himself on each avera, did I do this? How did I do this? How can I make a kabbalah v'chula v'chula? So it's highly recommended to learn Shar Gimel before Yom Kippur. Well, if you're going to learn Shar Gimel before Yom Kippur, so you might as well close your chulin, put it on the shelf, and you won't have time to learn anything else. And even if you learn it the whole day, Shar Gimel, I'm not sure you'll finish it by Yom Kippur. So what are we going to do? They tell me I'm going to make a cheshva nefesh. Okay, so I how long should I have? Well, I would suggest half an hour. Okay. Half an hour, cheshva nefesh. What averus did I do? Maybe you'll come up with one or two averus. What am I supposed to think about? How am I supposed to do this? So, I have an answer for you. There is, in the Indian of vidui, there are shitas that one should say a vidui prati. Dahainu, the roshamnu and the alchet is a vidui kloli. Chayodom says that when you say Oshamnu, you should include by each, it goes through the aleph base, so on each one you should say the averus which are the fida, the aleph. The moshul say Oshamnu, you'll say Ochalti loy brocha lefoneo, loy brocha achareo, Ochalti tebel, Ochalti tori masurim, Ochalti Chazer, if you did, whatever, we go through all the averus with ochalti, and you can find other averus which begin with an aleph, and with your base, berachti brocha levatola, berachti bela kavona, you go through all the various averus which bogadati, ba'ovi v'imi, whatever you think. Right, so he just gives a few dugmas. The Chidor wrote out a vidui prati, a long list of averus, the fi aleph base, and also the father of the Shlod did it. There's two lists, long lists of averus pratios, and they are very specifically bitalti toira. Dibarti Loshon Hara, Dibarti Rechilus, Dibarti Shkorim. They're very, very clear averus. So I suggest to you, if you want to make a cheshva nefesh, which you should, take the vidui prati of the chidon and sit down with it and go through it and think each averus you see there is think to yourself, so have I done that averus? I didn't do that avera. So hopefully when you come to Baal T-H-S-E-H, you'll probably say, well, I didn't do that. I hope. There are some things in the Chidoz Vidui which are very Kabbalistic, which you don't even understand. I don't know what he's talking about. I mess up this oinom and that oinom. I don't know what he's talking about. So you don't say that either. You know, that's not a gear. There's plenty of stuff which is no gear, Rabbi Sai. So take the vidui prati. Where are you going to get a hold of it? So there's somebody who learned it a long time ago who translated it into English. because sometimes not everybody understands everything that's written there. And Nitz Hashem, I'll call him up and he'll bring some of the copies to Yeshiva, and you can get hold of it. And you'll set aside half an hour or so, doesn't have to be in one go, some time to go through the Vidui Prati, and you make a cheshbon. What averis am I actually talking about? Number one. Number two, when I spoke about you last week, to make a Kabbalah, a Claudius Dicker Kabbalah to increase my Yira Shemaim, that's Rabbeinu Yonah's Kabbalah, that's Gevaltik. But the Rambam says you need to be Shemaim and Kabbalah, any Lailam, any Chayzel, the Chetzel Lailam. So, it's a very good idea to take one Aveira, which you're going to be Mekayim, to think about that Aveira, and that Aveira I'm going to do what I call Tshuva Mehuderes. You remember I said, we're going to look for all the Kulas in Tshuva, so that we will be Bechlal Tshuva, so we'll take Rabbeinu Yonah's Aziva to increase our limit of Yerushalayim, and then we'll take Tshuva Mehuderes. We'll take one Aveira, which we're going to make a Kabbalah on. Which Aveira should he pick? So for some people, maybe it's Pasha. You've only got one Aveira really to think, but most of us are not in that gather. So which Aveira should he think? Another very big Yisoid. A very, very big Yisoid, and it's a very big Pesach Tikva. Rabbi Yisrael Salanta says that when the Rambam says that the Cheshvan of Averis is not one for one, the Cheshvan of Averis, only the Rabbeinu Shem can make that Cheshvan. So he says, for example, an Avera which is easier for a person to have been Shoyme on is a much worse Avera than Aveira, which a person has a massive Yetzirah and is very hard for him to be koifer that Yetzirah. Fakert from what we think. We don't think about it. Well, we think, oh, that Aveira, I'm always being Nirshal, and that's a terrible Aveira, and that must be the Rebbeinu Shem's the biggest tain on me. This Aveira, I wasn't muppet on answering Omen always. I wasn't muppet on answering Omen. I don't have a big Yetzer to do that. So that's not such a big Aveira. Zachra Yisrael Salanta, Puk Fakert. Something which was very easy for you to have been Shoyme in, that's what the Rebbeinu Shem is the biggest time. I'm not saying that because you've got the Yetzirah and Chas V'Shalom, I'm not saying it's mutter. But the tainas on what we have a big, big Yetzirah about, the taina on us is less than the things that we don't have a very big Yetzirah, and we could have stopped ourselves. And we stumbled Zalzel, and we weren't being makpid on Avodas Hashem enough to say, I have to control this, and there's no reason why I should be nichshal in this. If he's there, which mitzvah, which aveira are we going to pick to make this Kabbalah of the Rambam? The easiest aveira to fix up. So if you think Bittul Torah is that, then you're living in cuckoo land. If you think that it's time at the Kaveras, you're also living in cuckoo land. Chazal tell us that the door got to such a matzav that the Yetzirah, the Avodah Zarah, was so strong that people were being nichshal the whole time. Chazal decided they have to be mevatel at Yetzirah. And then they wanted to be mevatel at Yetzirah of Taibas Noshim. And came out that they couldn't. Well, they did. They were mevatel it. And then all Puruvu in the whole world stopped. Now, the world, we can, when they mevatel the avodas, the yetzer avodas zara, so the mefarshim tell us nevuah stopped. Nevuah and avodas zara are connected. Why? Never mind now. The inyan of nevuah and the yetzer hara of avodas zara are connected. So when they were battled the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah, that was the end of Nevuah. We can survive without Nevuah. We don't appreciate how schwer it is, because if we'd have a Novi, we have a lot of answers to a lot of questions which we have. What should I do this? What should I do that? Why does this happen? Why did that happen? A Novi could tell us. But we can survive without Nevi. But the world can't survive without Puravu. Because if there wouldn't be any Puravu, we wouldn't be here. There wouldn't be another, the world would come to an end. So, what do you see from that? The Be'etzem, can you be Oymen in the Yetzara of Taivas Noshi of Adam? Because the Rebbeinu would not have made a world that you have to do Averas and there's no way and it's not Shaykh. So, Enoch and So you can be omitted in it. But what we do see from that is after Avodah Zarah, the Yetzirah for Taiva is the starts the Yetzirah we have. But we can be omitted on it. We can work on it. Chazal put it back. So only Lagabi Kroimi, we don't have mothers. So a person feels, I have such a Yetzirah in time, I'm always Nichra in time, I'm going to make a Kabbalah, I'm never going to be Chosen Chet Zedah Olam. Really? Is that true? When you make that Kabbalah, is that real? You're never going to do this. You have a massive Yetzirah for this, for that, for the other. What do you have a big Yetzirah for? So you can make a thing. You're fooling yourself. It has to be Emes. You're coming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're saying, Eini Chosen Chet Zedah Olam. Oh, if you're in Mezalzel, let's say in Omens, you come to Lu Yitzuya, something happened and you arrived in the base measure at 7:15 in the morning for some weird reason, and the Chazan is saying Birchus HaShachar, and you're in Mezalzel, you bother to answer Omen. No, you have big Yitzhara not to answer Omen. I do not want to answer Omen. I want to learn, I don't want to listen. No, right? So why didn't you answer Omen? And that you could make a Kabbalah. Now you make a Kabbalah. I'm not going to do that again. Perhaps you could make a Kabbalah. That's not so easy, maybe. I'll always come at 7:15 in order to answer Omen, to be a Kapora for when I was Mizalzel. To always come at 7:15, I'm not sure that's a Kabbalah which you can make. Really? You'll never oversleep? I don't know. For some reason, some people think that it's an Islamic yeshiva. Because come Fridays, there's always far less people in davening and everything. Islam, Friday is Shabbos. Anyway, whatever. So, all I'm telling you is, what I'm saying now is, you may a cheshbon. Number one, look at the avarias which you've done. And realize you've done a certain avarias. And that's all we're doing tshuva for. Number two, pick one avera which you really, you think about it, you're being realistic, I could stop this avera. In order, we're going to make a Kabbalah, talk about it next week, and how to make that Kabbalah. And one other thing I want to tell you, some people think that this is very depressing. I'll go through the whole thing and I'll see how many Averis I did. And I wouldn't even think about how many Averis I did. I come out with this massive list of Averis. It's very depressing. This mitzvah tshuva is terribly depressing. It's a big mistake. Moshe Lamar Dovadoyna. There are two people who have tremendous headache. And one guy starts researching online this type of headache, what it is, a thing. And he finds out the pashas, this type of headache, is a simen of a brain tumor, and brain tumors can be extremely dangerous, and v'chule, v'chule. And the other guy doesn't know anything, and two people go to the doctor. The doctor hears the symptoms and he tells both of them, well, Mr. Blaney, you have to make a whole, they don't go together, they go separately, a whole list of tests and things to see what's the cause of the headache. The second guy will have tests. I thought you just, and I'm sleeping, I'll just give me some Tylenol and I'll be okay. No, let's see what the tests come out. You need this. You know, 2 weeks later, they finished all the tests and they both got brain tumors. So the first guy who did all the research comes in, and the doctor is a serious one. Mr. Plony, I'm afraid to tell you, you have a brain tumor. Oh, I thought so, Rama, doctor. But I'm very happy to tell you that we have a malach. It's not poshut. It's going to be 6 months. It's going to be very hard. But there's a 95% chance of cure. I must tell you that it's not 100%, but 95% chance that you'll come at the end of 6 months, you'll go back to be a healthy person. He comes out of there happy. Why? Because he thought the doctor was going to tell him there's a 5% chance of cure, and 95% is going to die within a few weeks, and maybe he should get to tell all his family and write his will if he hasn't written his will, and b'chula b'chula, call the chevra kedisha and write out his hespedim if he really wants to have a nice hesped, b'chula b'chula, and arrange his levaya. You know, they say Queen Elizabeth arranged every prat of her levaya. Okay, we should go in. But he hears Pum Faket, 95% chance of there. He goes out a happy man. The other guy comes in, thinks he just needs a bit of Tylenol. He's got brain tumor. What? And the doctor says exactly the same thing. So 95% chance of cure. And then, what does he hear? He's completely broken. That means 5%, I'm probably going to die. And this is now, what, 5% against 95%? So it's not very likely. Tshuva all depends. When you go into tshuva, do you think you're a completely healthy person? You never did aveiros, and now you're looking through the list of the chida, and you suddenly see, no, I did this aveira, this aveira, this aveira, this aveira. That's terrible. So you get very upset. Many of you, if you realized, of course you did aveiros, and this is a Pesach tshuva. This is not a 95% cure, Rabbi Yisrael. This is a 100% cure. 100% cure. A person comes out of Yom Kippur shining clean. So it all depends how you went in. If you realize, I did aveiros, I didn't think which ones, and I didn't think about it so much, and I sweep it under the carpet. Now I'm going to deal with my aveiros. And pum faker, I'm going to deal with my aveiros, and I'm going to do tshuva mehuderes and tshuva klolis, and I'm going to have a Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur is mechape im ha-tshuva. So I'm going to come out of this Yom Kippur with no aveiros. It's gewaldic. Why are you getting so broken? So you're a big balgaib, you thought you were the tzaddik yisoyed oilom. Well, get real. You're not the tzaddik yisoyed oilom. Nothing to get so broken about. Mitzvah's tshuva is like every other mitzvah. It has to be done b'simcha. Hivdu is Hashem b'simcha. Right? This week's parasha, Tachas Hashem lo yavadatem b'simcha v'tuv leibam. So the Mefarshim say, you were oived, but you weren't oived b'simcha. That's the onshim of the Teichocha come for that. So you have to do it b'simcha, because you realize, I am going to tikkun. I'm going to be metaken everything. It's gewaldic. No reason to get sabrochen. Adarabba v'adarabba. Come, the mekayim tshuva properly. I'm going to take myself in hand. I'm going to come to tshuva properly. I'm going to have a Yom Kippur like I never had before. Nirtz Hashem, we'll all come out with a ksiva tov.